Today is Sunday, September 10th, 2023. As you all know, tomorrow will be the anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks in New York City and Washington, D.C. Today, in response to that anniversary, many churches all across America will be making displays of so-called patriotism. They will unfurl U.S. flags in their sanctuaries, they will sing songs of praise to their government, and they will offer their praise and thanks to the military and the police. We will not be one of those churches. The purpose of the church is to honor and glorify God Almighty, and no one else should be placed beside Him. It should be obvious to even the casual observer that the U.S. government is an anti-Christian institution. One obvious example is the United States' explicit endorsement of homosexuality. That alone should demonstrate that the United States is not remotely worthy of recognition in any legitimate Christian church. Normally, we preach exegetical sermons here, and we ignore state-invented holidays. But we cannot continue to sit quietly while other churches are praising American so-called law enforcement. The United States is a brutish, lawless institution. They routinely ignore the precepts of their Constitution. They violate the God-given rights of their citizenry. They are rife with deep corruption, and they selectively enforce their decidedly unchristian laws only against those whom they deem to be undesirables. Since 9/11/2001, the United States has used the terrorist crisis, a crisis which they helped to cause by negligently allowing Muslim terrorists to enter the United States in the first place, to justify sweeping powers for government and for instituting a police state. Within 15 years after 9/11, more Americans were killed by the anti-Christian police state than were killed in the initial terror attacks or in the subsequent war in Iraq. Make no mistake, you are more likely to be murdered by a police officer than you are by a terrorist. The boundless power of the state has been continually used to persecute those of us who are genuine in our faith. But somehow, the government has twisted the narrative, making themselves the victims of 9/11 and demanding patriotic displays to mark the day. Propaganda at its finest. Despite the harm which the government has done since 9/11, across the once fruitful plain, people who proclaim themselves to be Christian pastors will lead their flocks in open worship of the state in their church buildings today. Why will they do this? They don't do it because the scriptures call for it, and they don't do it because it is justified by the social and political realities. They do it because they are lovers of money and pleasers of men. They have among them government workers, who make up an outsized portion of the population. And they have among them self-declared patriots, people who have eaten so much government propaganda that they will support the United States flag above all else. And we can all see this when they fly it above the cross on their flagpoles. These pseudo-pastors seek to please these people by praising that which those people want praised, whether or not the action is in accordance with the truth. That is what will keep their tithes flowing in. Pseudo-pastors are also keen to keep tithes from flowing out. For that reason, they have sold the church out for a pittance, making their churches into tax-exempt, public charitable corporations, which by law are required to support government policies. Pastors want to keep their tax exemptions, and so they keep their worship of the state flowing. And of course, they are cowards. They don't want to end up in handcuffs for speaking out against the lawless brutes among the police. We will not cower with them. Pseudo-pastors and their corporate flag-worshipping churches have aligned themselves with a violent police state, and in doing so, they demonstrate themselves to be cowards who cling to a lifestyle of drinking violence like water. They defy all reason, publicly declaring their ignorance and making a waste of their faith. We will not join them in that. We will continue to teach the laws of the Bible with no regard for the opinions of men, and we will continue to advocate for peaceful resolutions and for only that violence which has justified the scriptures in the face of the corporate church's unbridled violence. We will continue to call our enemies in the corporate churches and their government masters to repentance. Today, we will worship only the triune God of the Bible, and we will glorify only Jesus Christ as our King.